The Brady Report for HHG Legal Group leads the way in divorce, wills, litigation and business.
9 to 5, Enda Brady, good afternoon.
Ollie, I wish I could send you some of this water from here. I'm in Ireland. I'm back home in County Wexford. It's lashing rain. It's the height of our summer and I'm absolutely drenched. I'm out running in it. I'm outside, or anyone who knows Ireland, I'm outside the town of Enniscorthy, which is where I grew up. And I'm just running into town to meet my parents for a coffee. And, no shortage of water in Ireland.
Beautiful. I'm very jealous of you being there today, Enda Brady. And there's a bit of anger around the UK over the deal that Theresa May has done with the DUP.
Well, it's a $2 billion deal. $2 billion going to Northern Ireland. She needs numbers. She needs the support of the DUP, the Democratic Unionist Party of Northern Ireland. They've 10 MPs in Westminster. And by signing off that $2 billion for Northern Ireland and the deal with Arlene Foster, the DUP leader, Theresa May gets their support in Parliament to bolster her numbers. Scotland's not happy, Wales isn't happy, and if I was a region of England, I wouldn't be happy either. $2 billion extra Northern Ireland is getting.
Yeah, well done to them. How much did the Royals cost last year?
$80 million Australian dollars, approximately. And I'll give you a little taste of the breakdown. $9 million went on travel, $3 million on food and hospitality, $500,000 on the royal train, $300,000 went on Charles and Camilla's trip to Italy and Austria, and amazingly, $2 million went on a set of glass windows for the orangery at Windsor Castle. $2 million on a set of sliding doors. Amazing.
Yeah, is there a bit of outrage there today, Enda?
Well, Republicans in the UK are saying that this is money that, you know, could be better spent elsewhere. But my argument to them would be, if you take the royal family out of the UK, how many tourists are going to visit London? Mm. Windsor, Balmoral, Sandringham. The Queen, you know, she brings so much more to the country.
Absolutely.
And I think, you know, when you've got Premier League footy clubs spending $80 million on players who don't play, I think the Queen's a good investment.
All right. The Spanish are going to dig up Salvador Dali.
Big row over paternity. A woman has come forward claiming that her mother was a cleaner for the family in the 1950s, a claim she had an affair with Dali and that she is the product of that relationship. Now, obviously, Salvador Dali's estate is worth many millions of dollars. He's buried at his museum. He has his own museum in northeastern Spain in a town called Figueres. And they're going to dig him up and they're going to run DNA tests to see who's telling the truth. Fascinating.
And the England under 20, the England under 20, it is certainly. The England under 21s are in a big semi-final against the Germans.
Yeah, European Championship semi-final tonight. England are looking really good at underage. They're under 20 world champions now. Under 21 European semi-finalists up against the Germans. Problem is, an awful lot of these young German boys have Bundesliga experience. You know, they're playing for big clubs week in, week out. And a lot of the English guys, while they're at big clubs, you know, are you really going to get a run at Chelsea or Manchester United or, you know, Spurs? It's tricky, but good luck, England. Under 51s against Germany tonight. More silverware, hopefully, on the way.